Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you notice today how the Old Testament from Isaiah 55 and the Gospel from Matthew 13, the parable of the sower, relate so well? Just remind your ears from Isaiah, it said, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return, but water the earth, making it sprout forth, and giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me void and empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." And in the gospel, we heard the parable of the sower, the seed of the sower. Put the two together, and you realize that in both, the word of the kingdom of God is like that seed which is sown. The word that goes out, without a doubt, accomplishes God's purpose. God's word works. However, the parable of the sower also teaches us that the results will vary. Like seed that is sown, its life and its yield depends on where it lands. Some of it lands along the path, for example. These, Jesus says, are the ones who hear the word but do not understand it. Do you remember in the book of Acts, there was an Ethiopian eunuch who was traveling along in a chariot until Stephen, the Christian missionary Stephen, comes along, sees him reading from that scroll of Isaiah, and he says, "Lo there, do you understand what you're reading?" Remember what the Ethiopian eunuch said in reply? He says, "No, how can I unless someone explains it to me?" And Stephen, being a good missionary, explains to him everything, interprets everything in Isaiah, and teaches him the good news from Isaiah of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the right interpretation of the Old Testament. He's the key to understanding what the Old Testament speaks. Hearing the word is one thing, but understanding its fulfillment in Jesus is another. That's why it's not good enough for us to just simply send Bibles overseas and just pray and say, "Oh, I hope somebody becomes a Christian." No, ministers must go too, right? Ministers who must teach the word, interpret the word for them, tell them what it means. That it means that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's all fulfilled in Jesus. They interpret the word. Hearers understand that the word speaks of Jesus. Without this good understanding and the nurturing of the church, the seed of the word that is sown gets devoured. It gets snatched away by the birds, Jesus says, which is a symbolic for the evil one who comes and snatches away what was sown in that person's heart. So we learn from the parable, too, that the word of God must establish roots. Not just in one ear and out the other. It must be allowed to go deep into the heart. It must be preached for a better purpose than making good Bible trivia players or Pharisaical outward keepers of the law. It must be allowed to penetrate our thoughts, to do battle with those other voices in our head that are not from God. It must be allowed to search the innermost places within us, those chambers where we might hang on to other idols. It must go down where we put our most sacred treasures, down to the place where we say, "That's the reason why I get up every morning, and that's the truth I will cling to at the close of the day." However, there are challenges for the word to get to that place, aren't there? Many cares and concerns of the world distract us from truly hearing and understanding God's word. As the parable points out, some of the seed falls on the rocky ground where immediately it sprouts up, but later it gets scorched by the sun. It shows it has no root. Tribulation and persecution arise on account of the word. And what do people do? They flee. They flee the faith. Riches, too, can be especially distracting, deceitfully distracting, it says. With riches comes many blessings, but also temptations. We are tempted to work so hard to keep up our riches and to add to them. when rather we ought to be people who are known for their rest and their receiving of God's Word. To have time to care for God and His treasure, God's Word, and for our neighbor in need. Thorns, they get in the way. Thorns choke us. And that's what this parable is all about, telling us and warning us of all the things in the world that get in the way of God's Word and time that was created for us to spend with God. So we need to be on our guard, so to speak, and reflect often how we might need to prune back some of those thorns in our lives that get in the way of letting God's Word grow deeper in us. Roots, not just of knowledge, just facts and Bible trivia and maps of the Holy Land, but roots of understanding of the Word's fulfillment in Jesus. Francis Rossell made a good observation about this gospel lesson today, a little paradox. It starts like this. Hearing affects living. That's for sure. We Christians live because we have heard the Word that saves us. The Word of the cross and the open tomb that justifies us. When we believe it's for us, that our sins are forgiven, we believe. We are alive. We have faith, and faith makes us alive. But it's also true that living affects hearing. Our living, our lifestyle, what we do affects our hearing, our ability to hear God's Word. Every Christian has the tendency to let our faith be choked by the cares of the world. So busy that we stop caring about the most important things in life. Like Martha, we get so anxious about many things and become too busy with much serving. So out goes time for hearing and understanding God's Word. And ultimately, our faith suffers. And then without good roots, when trouble comes, and God's Word says it will come, then ones who were faithful before become faithful no more. The good news, though, if that's you today, it's all of us, I think, to a degree, it's not too late. Repent and come back. You are forgiven. But do realize that the cares of the world don't go away overnight. It takes discipline to be a disciple. Today we also praise God because in this parable, the Word is guaranteed to work good and produce a sizable yield. The Word that falls along the good soil produces grain. It bears fruit and it yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. This is good news. This is what the Word was meant to do. Notice that the good works, the good fruits, come in a variety of sizes and quantities. The question for each one of us when we hear this is, how much good will be worked in me, through me? And the answer? That depends on where the seed lands. Results will vary. Rest assured, God will accomplish the necessary quality of your faith if you have ears to hear and a soft heart to receive it. The Word will succeed. So check your thorn time to time. Make time to prune in order to hear the Word. Prune out the cares and the concerns, riches if necessary, so that you may marvel in what the Word is doing and will do in you, and produce a sizable yield. In sum today, from the parable of the sower, we learn the Word will not fail. The results will vary. And the yield will be plentiful according to the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. May God help us to believe these things and understand His ways, that all the more that we may be more and hear more of God's Word and establish good roots and good fruits for us and for all the world. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.